So, hi. This is a new episode of Sleepy Poetry, but my old phone broke. So, every phrase that was there is lost until I fix it. And this caused this episode to be mostly me rambling and ranting about random stuff, and it has a lot of curse words. So, if you're not into that, then I'm sorry, and I will try to make more, you know, better content soon, but right now that's all I could do. I'm really sorry for that. That being said, welcome to Sleepy Poetry. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Goodbye. What I was doing before I started. So if you're gay, let's start with that. If you're gay, you're great, you're valid, as long as you're not a pedophile. But maybe I should talk about fanfiction. Yeah, maybe I should talk about that, because I have a lot of, but being gay is great, I'm just gonna say that. But fanfiction, I'm gonna tell you something. Wattpad was a wild ride for me. It was illegal bullshit all over. It was pedophiles and rape all around. What the fuck was up with Wattpad? And you know what happened? Oh honey, let me tell you, I just got a fucking email from Wattpad from conversation that I was having in a book, I was having in the commentaries of the book 2 years ago, and someone just fucking joined the conversation, and Wattpad just went in, hey, you know what would be great? If we send that woman a fucking email. God fucking damn it. Woman. I was such a fucking bitch when I was on Wattpad. And I remember that like a few months after I had a book. I had a book in Portuguese. And after a few months after I completely stopped writing the goddamn book, I read it again. And it was terrible. Horrible. Deleted, and then I made a new book, an ask book in English, and for some time it was the 20 thing in ask books in Wattpad, but it also sucked and it had no plot line, and it was just shoving ideas into ideas, and oh, it was a mess. And you know what I'm starting right now? I'm gonna try to write another book for AO3, because I suck and I had this idea for a long ass time. And you know, for now because I'm ace and arrow, but I'm arrow ace. But like, if I want to open something, just fucking do it stronger. If I want to try something, try harder. And that's just wild, right? You know, people hold themselves back without even realizing it. And now I'm like, fuck everything. I can do whatever the fuck I put my mind into. And then I was like, oh, that's fucking amazing. And I don't know, but if you just like look at yourself and say, hey, what if I did the thing? You feel so fucking powerful because you actually do the thing. And that's just fucking awesome. Like this podcast. I never thought I would do a fucking podcast. But look at me right now. It's fucking midnight and I'm doing a goddamn fucking podcast. And I'm also tired. But as I... Alright, so I should probably say on the thing of this episode that it's just a lot of cursing and me really tired. Should I go back to the gay topic? Maybe. Am I talking too fast? I feel like I'm talking too fast. But like, yeah, I'm gonna talk slower. The gays, and the lesbians, and the bees, and the pants, and the polys, and the trans, and the non-binaries, and the aces, the aromantics, and everything. Yeah, if you're part of the LGBTQ community, as long as you don't rape, as long as you're not a pedophile, as long as you're not fucking Mineta, you're a great person, and I fucking love you, and you're valid, and yeah. Also, like, we're on this topic, so I should probably say I'm asexual, which means I have no sexual attraction to anybody. I'm aromantic, which means I have no romantic attraction to anybody. And if you're asking me to my pronouns, I honestly don't give a fuck. Just go on. I know I sound like a woman because I have the body of a woman. I have boobs and they are uncomfortable. I'm gonna tell you that there's our boys that for some reason look at this and say, I'm gonna listen to this podcast. I'm gonna tell you something. Boobs are uncomfortable as fuck. You have 2 bags of milk in your thing and it hurts. Bitch, it hurts like a bitch. My pronouns, they normally depend on like what I'm feeling, but normally like if it's summer in Brazil, then my list of what I prefer you to call me is she, they, him. Wait. She, they, he, or her, they, them, him. If it's winter, then it's him, they, it's he, they, her, she, or him, them, her. And on October is, on October, the fuck, on fall, and on autumn is they, her, him. I'm not gonna correct myself, I'm tired. And on spring is they, him, her. Do you know something funny? But spring for me sounds like that sprung that they did in cartoons, so that's something. I probably sound like I'm on drugs. This episode's gonna be called fucking rant about some really fucking random stuff. But I should probably do a warning on the start of this episode. Yeah, I'm gonna do that after this and doing this fucking thing. Also, drugs are a thing. I'm not using drugs, don't worry about me, but yeah. Have I ever told you about poly relationships? I think they are great. Like, oh, I love that guy, but I also love that guy. So they get together. My favorite types of fanfic. But like, poly relationships can be so wholesome and stuff. I once made a game, like the idea of a game, and it had a poly relationship with main character, and it is still in progress, but I can't draw really well right now, so I cannot draw a fucking video game, and there's still a lot of plot holes and stuff. I know there will be a lot of static in this audio because of me moving around, and I still have to figure out a music. Oh well. I talked a lot right now. It was a wild ride this episode, so I'm gonna just keep talking. Ducks have ears? That's a question. Do ducks have ears? Or do they have like holes in their heads? Because I don't think ducks have ears. But if they don't, how do they hear us? They do hear us, right? What I'm about to say, because when I was a kid, there was goddamn ghosts everywhere, and I was fucking pissed. Like, get out of my fucking bedroom, I'm trying to sleep. And then I grew up and got insomnia. Fucking ghosts. Sunflowers. Like, what the fuck is up with sunflowers? Apparently, the sunflowers are a huge thing for Japanese people. They like travel to Mexico. They fucking travel just to see sunflowers. Like, bitch, plant a fucking sunflower on your window thing. What the fuck is up with you? This podcast thinking that it was gonna be poetry all the time and like real, I'm gonna tell you something. It is mostly me ranting. It will be poetry if I'm sleepy and have enough and have like a thing already. It ranting about bullshit for minutes nonstop. If I have nothing, and like I was, oh, I need to make an episode, and then I just, yay, and then done. My room smells like fucking burnt popcorn, and I hate myself for it. I should end this episode right now before this get even more out of hand. Yeah, I hope this makes you fall asleep, because I'm really tired and I'm kind of doing this because I just, you know, realized, sorry, that I have the same type of ranting that some of my favorite YouTubers, and I sometimes listen to them before going to sleep because they have a really, really snuff, because they make me sleepy and they make me sleep faster. So yeah, I hope this made you sleepy. Good night and have a good night of sleep. Bye bye. Thank you for coming for to Sleepy Poetry. If you have any ideas, I should probably make a Tumblr or a Twitter, and like you can text me or stuff. I'm gonna make a Twitter, and when I make a Twitter, I'm gonna talk about it on the podcast, and then you know that I made a Twitter. But yeah, and thank you for sticking in, and have a good night of sleep. Bye bye. Also, mom, dad, Pedro. Sim, eu tô falando com você, pai. Sim, eu estou falando com você, mãe. Sim, eu estou falando com você, Pedro. Sim, eu tô falando com você, vovó. Get the fuck out of my podcast. Get the fuck out. Right now. Shh. Get the fuck away from here. That's it. Goodbye. Have a nice night of sleep. And right now there's gonna be the app thing. So yeah. Suffer. So